Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A book review of Jonathan Cahn's latest book will reveal biblical problems. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to the broadcast table to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And I do want to get to Jonathan Cahn's book, his newest book, David, and how it fits into what he has written over the years.
Its title, again, is The Harbinger 2, with the subtitle The Return, and it builds on its first book, The Harbinger, which had the subtitle The Ancient Mystery That Holds the Secret to America's Future. It's Cahn's seventh book since 2012. The Harbinger 2 is a novel, like the first book, and also like the first book, Cahn says that this, what you are about to read, will take the form of a story, but what is revealed in the story is real. And the underlying premise is that America is in a covenant relationship with God, like national Israel, because of vows made by some founding fathers. And so Old Testament prophecies and promises and blessings to ancient Israel are also applicable to the United States in what I call parallel theology, as opposed to replacement theology. And so the warnings of judgment by the prophets, starting with Moses, also apply to the United States, according to Cahn. And with the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, they're now being fulfilled according to what he describes as a biblical template, which he says was a fulfillment of Isaiah 9:10.
Well, David, from a biblical perspective, how would you respond to all of this, to Cahn's theories?
Well, first of all, I would say I'm not at all against calls for prayer and repentance, and America certainly needs a spiritual awakening and a revival, because America is in serious trouble, and every day it feels like evil is gaining the upper hand, and this is only intensified during this election year, and the stakes are high for believers in this country and around the world. But Cahn's theories in this movement are built on an biblical foundation. Vows made by some founding fathers did not create a covenant relationship with God such that prophecies and promises of judgment and blessing made to Israel alone apply to America. And in order to convince people that his revelations of these mysteries were supposedly downloaded by God into his mind, Cahn grossly mishandles the Word of God, misrepresents historical facts. He's not a prophet, but unfortunately, like QAnon, there's enough truth and interesting coincidences to draw people in.
David James explaining why the latest book from Jonathan Cahn is filled with biblical problems. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. When I say the latest Cahn book is filled with biblical problems, I mean that the way the author perverts biblical passages in his book do not fit into the proper method of Bible study and or interpretation. To know God's message in any and all passages of Scripture, the rules of interpretation must be followed, or we miss God's message. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...